Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to what's it called? It's the topic is the miracle of abstinence is supported by using the tools. There we go. That's the title. I'm going to remind everyone to please put their phones on silent or vibrate or turn them off, whatever's good for you. And we're going to start open with a serenity prayer, and then we'll get on to the topics. So, if you like to, I don't know how people here like to do the serenity prayer. Back home, we all get in a circle and have a hug. It might take too long. We're just going to, at the end, we'll do a hug at the end. Okay, serenity prayer. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Amen. The speakers here today are myself. I'm David from Region 9 and Char here from Region 6. Hi, everyone. As I said, the topic I mentioned earlier is the tools, using the tools, the miracle of abstinence supported by using the tools. The literature which we are going to refer to today is from Overeaters Anonymous, the third edition, Appendix A, The Role of Eating in Recovery from Compulsive Eating. That's weird. The role of eating in recovery from compulsive eating. And the pamphlet, The Tools of Overeaters Anonymous. And for today, January 10. And I'm going to read that for you now, just so it's fresh in your mind, in case you don't remember what happened a few months ago. January 10, the quote is from William James. The art of being wise is the art of knowing what to overlook. Take what you like and leave the rest, is a saying most of us hear as newcomers. We are not all alike. What one person enthusiastically recommends may not suit me at all. Of course, sometimes I cannot know in advance what to overlook. When I must choose, I go with what seems best and give myself time to see how it works. There is one suggestion each of us would do well to take. Follow the 12 steps. The steps are the program of recovery in its entirety. Everything else is intended to support that process. The tools are just that, tremendously helpful implements for working the steps. For today, I practice the 12 steps to the best of my ability and use whatever aids give me promise of working for me. There are two discussion questions which we hope to be addressing in our speak when we speak later, and we'll read them again afterwards for you before sharing, and they do appear on page 286 of the binder. The discussion questions are, number one, how does using the tools support working the steps? Two, which tools will I use today to maintain my abstinence? Okay, before I call on Shah to speak, would anyone here like to take time for us, please? Time? Take time. Time us. Time the. Thank you. 10 minutes and then two for each of us? Okay. You're good?
Yes. Thank you. Hi, everyone. My name is Charlene, but I go by Char a lot in this program because I have many friends that have very similar names, and they get us confused. So I'm Char. I'm a very grateful compulsive overeater. I'm also a relapse survivor, again, from North Shore Intergroup, Region 6, which is in the Massachusetts. So I'm grateful to be here today and to be sharing on this workshop. Hi, everyone. I never write anything down usually when I qualify, but this is quite a bit different because it is a workshop. So I needed to get my thoughts together before I did anything. And there's something that I always say before I begin sharing on any topic, whether it's my own story or whether it's a particular topic. And that's, dear God, please put the words in my mouth that I need to say to help another compulsive eater and the words I need to hear to help myself. And for me, I'll give you a quick summary of my story in OA before I get on to the topic of the questions. I attended my first OA meeting in 1980, so this August it'll be 35 years. I lost my 50 pounds that I needed to lose that first year, immediately went out there to do the research because I used it as a diet that first year. I spent the next 8 years in relapse and gained 90 back. So I got it all back with interest. And I hated myself for those 8 years much more than I hated for the first 30 years. Or I came into program when I was 35, so you can do the math as to how old I am. When I first came into OA, I was only 50 pounds overweight. So I hated myself because of that for many reasons. But I thought it was a body weight issue. I never knew it was up here in my head. And when I went out into that 8 years of relapse, I did a lot of research. I tried a lot of different things. But the one thing that kept ringing in my head was keep coming back to this program, which I did. And people reached out and did service for me, called me and said, we haven't seen you. Why don't you come to a meeting? And I did that for 8 years. But it took me 8 years and 90 pounds to get that gift of desperation back that I had when I first came to program. So I came into a meeting one night and spoke with someone. We began sponsoring. I became abstinent that night. That was in March of 89. And although my abstinence hasn't been perfect, it has changed over the past 26 years. It has been, for me, basically 3 meals a day. I choose not to eat food and sugar. I've got to eat food. I choose not to eat flour and sugar. And I weigh and measure to the best of my ability when I'm ever home. I mean, when I'm home. And when I'm not, I eyeball it as best I can. I've learned to do that very well in these 26 years of doing this. I can stand here today through the grace of my higher power and say that I have remained on my plan of eating, which is also what I call abstinence for me. But abstinence encompasses so much more for me. As it said on the questions that we're going to be focusing on later, what I do want to say is it took me about a year to lose that 90 pounds, but I lost it, and I've been maintaining between an 85 and 90 pound weight loss since November of 89, so about 25 and a half years. And it has been a gift, a true gift. And the amazing thing for me is not that I haven't eaten between a meal in 26 years, or not that I haven't eaten sugar or flour. It's the fact that I haven't wanted to. And that's because I turned it all over to a higher power and said, if you relieve me of this compulsion to eat, I promise I will do my best to do my part. Because it takes my part. My higher power is not going to do it all. I have to do my part. And so I liked what, so I did lose the 90 pounds, as I said, and I have been maintaining almost that much for that long. The questions that we're asked to focus on are how does the tools support working the steps? And which tools will I use today to maintain my abstinence? Well, the tools support my working the steps by, it's kind of like a circle is the best way I could explain it. I use the tools to support the steps. I can't, or I'll neglect the tools if I'm not working on my steps. So it's like, it has to be all, you know, it goes on and on. So, and something else I read that really struck me too sometime a long time ago. It said to abstain requires that we choose a long-term satisfaction rather than a short-lived indulgence. And that meant a lot to me because it was always a short-lived indulgence whenever I, you know, tried to do anything to control my weight. And it was this program that taught me I don't control my weight. One of the other readings they asked us to focus on was the appendix A in our new Overeaters Edition, third edition. B, C, and D were in the first and second editions. This appendix A is now in our new third edition, and it was written by a social worker, and she talks about the role of a plan of eating in recovery from compulsive eating. It tells me, too, that this is more than just the disease of the body, mind, and spirit that the other three appendices talk about. It's like the reason or the why. So I highly recommend, if you have the new book, and if you haven't, you know, I'm sure you can get it from the World Service bookstore, to read that appendix. We usually read the stories and forget everything else, you know, the foreword or the what comes at the end. But that's very interesting. I found it very interesting. And because my time is limited, I wanted to focus more on the second question, which tools will I use today to maintain my abstinence? And all I could think of when I was doing that, I jotted down some thought for each of the tools. And I said, my goodness, I've only got about 10 to 12 minutes, you know, and I can't go into every single one. So the best way I can describe it is, the way I look at it is, I have two of my sons, two of them are contractors, they're builders, carpenters. They go to work every day with their tool belt around or their trailer full of tools that they need. And I often said to my son, you know, why do you have to tow that big trailer full of tools? You're just going to do this particular job today. He said, because another job might come up that I might need that tool for. And the same thing with the tool belt. He might be going to do whatever, paint a house, but he has his hammer and screwdriver with him as well. So if I don't use or have all my tools available to me every day, something could come up. And if I didn't use all my tools during the day, I'm not prepared for it, you know? So I do my best to use the tools to the best of my ability. As David mentioned on that For Today reading, you know, we do the best we can. We do the best we can. And the one, the plan of eating for me as I explained, the sponsorship, been in program 35 years almost. And today, still to this day, since I got a sponsor back in 89, I don't write my food any longer. I did for many years after that, but I commit it daily to a sponsor. And if I have an issue or I'm somewhere where I can't have what I committed, I call her. And I just say, I need to change it. And we're good with it, you know, and it's something that has worked for me. It doesn't work that way for everybody. And that's why it says, you know, take what you need and leave the rest. You know, everyone in this program is different. And also, it keeps me accountable. You know, it really keeps me accountable. And it's funny because I'll tell my sponsor, I went out to dinner last night, and I eyeball when I go out to dinner. And I said, I could tell that piece of grilled chicken was way too big. So I cut it in half, bring half home, use it, weigh it the next day for my salad for lunch. And it's exactly the weight that I need. So I know the half that I ate the night before was exact, or as close, you know, to as exact as it could be. Sponsorship, I have had my sponsor for over 20 years, and that is a true blessing. And we all hear, you know, you've been in this program so long, do you have to still go to meetings? Do you have to still do that? Do you still have to call a sponsor? I do. You know, maybe not everyone does, but I do, for me. The meetings, I have two committed meetings a week. I love my meetings. Is that my time? 2 minutes. Okay. Ooh, 2 minutes. Okay. Okay. I use all the tools. Let's put it that way. And I wanted to get to the last tool of service, because service, sometimes I overdo. And service, I love doing service. I call myself sometimes a service junkie, but I learned very quickly to say no when I need to say no. I was forced to take self-care. And I mean force, because my higher power had other ideas. I was scheduled to do a service commitment last week for my intergroup, for my region assembly. And I was sick. I couldn't go. I had commitments to do at the assembly, and I had to call and say, I can't do it. I have to stay home and take care of myself. I have this commitment this week, and I needed to get well. you know, and every response I got from everyone I notified that I had made this commitment to got back in touch with me and said, good for you, you're caring for yourself. And that's what this program has taught me. And that's what using the tools daily, keeping a good food plan in place that works for me, utilizing every single tool and working the steps, most important, working the steps. So I'm glad to be here today, and I look forward to hearing you all share later. Thank you.
Hi, I'm David. I'm a compulsive overeater. I come from Israel, and I'm the delegate from the Israeli National Service Board, which may or may not explain my accent. But I'll go through that later. I've been in program for about 11 years. I'm currently about 40-something kilograms less than what I was, which is about 90 pounds, I think. I have been thinner, but then the dietitian said to me, you're too thin now, so I had to do some more food research. But I've sort of evened things out. I like the topic of thank you to, I think it was Corinne who asked me to speak today. And it's an honor speaking as a green dot, to be able to speak at a workshop at a World Service Business Conference. The topic of the steps, and I didn't prepare a lot, I'll be honest with you. I didn't write anything down. I had all these ideas going through my head of what I wanted to say today. And I kind of developed an idea I came up with an idea, a thought. I didn't develop it. I'm thinking, okay, maybe on the spot something will come to me. And it was based around the first question, is like, how does using the tools support working the steps? And I'm thinking to myself, okay, the tools are great and they help me a lot, but to what extent do they help me work the steps? And to what extent do I use the tools to help me implement the steps in all my affairs? And I think implementing the steps in all my affairs and working the steps is not necessarily the same thing. I know some ask me, how do I work the steps? I say, well, I answer questions and I respond to the answers to my sponsor and then I get the same questions I pose to my sponsees and they answer them. So I'm going through working the steps with my sponsor and my sponsees. So without a doubt, I'm using the tool of sponsorship to work the steps, and I'm writing the answers down, so there's some writing, and I'm using the phone to call, so there's the telephone. But actually working the steps, well, the step that I'm really using is to carry the message in step 12. And if that's part of working the steps, then obviously then I'm going to meetings and I'm doing service, and I'm also working step 12 with using those tools to work that step. But I really think that the program and the reason I'm here is not to work the steps. The reason I'm here is to use those steps and to use that abstinence so that outside of this fellowship, I can be a constructive and normal I can be, constructive person in my society, in my family, at work, and I don't have to have the food deciding what I do, when I do. And in order to be a productive member of society, I have to work the steps. I have to, and I don't know to what extent, I've only been in program for 11 years, and I don't know whether a time will come when I'm going to stop actually working the steps and just use them. And I'm not too sure when that point comes along. I'm not too sure. I don't really remember when I became abstinent. Maybe that's going to happen. Just one day I'm going to wake up and it's going to happen. So for me, that's the aim of the steps and the aim of being abstinent is to be a better person. Which tools do I use today? I think I use most tools in helping me get abstinent. I mentioned a few of them earlier. Excuse me. action plan and anonymity. I sometimes have an action plan up here. I use an action plan sometimes when I'm going somewhere specific that I know I have to plan for. Coming here this week, I had about 2 months ago already, I had my food plan for the week. I had my shopping list prepared for Walmart. And when I found out that the restaurant that Region 9 is going to for dinner on Wednesday night, I checked their menu and I know what I'm eating on Wednesday night. And that for me is having an action plan. It's like being prepared, or having a plan is a good basis for change. You know, it might not come into fruition, that plan, in its entirety, but if I have a plan and I'm prepared ahead of time, I can deal with changes a lot more easily rather than just coming here and working out what am I going to do and what am I going to eat. And I even went online to the Safeway website and found out how much things cost. That's just my OC. That's a different program, I suppose. But anonymity. I suppose I don't know how I actually use anonymity and how... Look, I know that I'm very careful in my local meetings when I meet someone on the outside of the meeting, and I try not to say, "Hi, I'm David from OA." I don't do that. I'm trying careful when I leave messages on the voicemail, but I'm not too sure how that translates to working the steps. And because working the steps is what I'm doing for me, I suppose I'm pretty anonymous. I don't tell too many people about it. But anonymity, I find, from my understanding, in a way, is more in terms of in the fields of public media. And public media doesn't really come into my anonymity on a daily basis. It might be relevant if I'm doing some public outreach, and I have to be careful of my anonymity so that I'm not put on any pedestal. But from a daily basis, I don't. It's not a daily thing, but I know it's very important. And as someone mentioned, it's always there in my toolkit, in my tool belt if I need it. How much time have I got? And then another two. Wow. I'm going to let you share now. I've said enough. Might not be the whole time, but I think I've said my point. And I thank you all for listening. And we're going to invite you up to share. When you come up to share, thank you. There is a release form here on the table. So if you could, before you just share, add your name to the release forms, because these sessions are being recorded. And if you don't want to be recorded, then you don't have to share. You can share with me afterwards. Yeah. So please feel free to come up and share. But, before you start, I'm going to read the topics again for you. The main topic is how the miracle of abstinence is supported by using the tools. And the two discussion questions are, how does using the tools support working the steps? And which tools will I use today to maintain my abstinence? And if you want to check them, on page 286 in the binder.
Everybody, I'm Jan. I'm a grateful food addict from South Dakota. Yeehaw! And I always do that. I don't know why I started doing that, but I did. And I live about 15 miles behind Mount Rushmore, so it'll give you a little idea where I'm from. I'm abstinent today by the grace of God and the miracle of Overeaters Anonymous. I've been in AB 14 years, back-to-back abstinence, and I maintain 150-pound weight release. And it's only because of God in this program. What I wanted to say is I'm one of those obnoxious big book thumpers from another program that has to do with sobriety. And if you know who we are, we can be so obnoxious. We think we know everything. We think we're doing it right. We think you're doing it wrong. And I carried that mentality into OA. And boy, did I have a rude awakening. Now, I had been in and out of OA since 1983 and would have 4 years of abstinence, let it go, 2 years, let it go, 1 year, let it go, 6 months. And I, by the grace of God, it was revealed to me. See, I worked all the steps in this other program, and I used some of the tools, but it finally hit me when I came over here, I need to work the steps here and use the OA tools here. So really my first 18 years of being in the other program, I was dry as a bone, because I'm still using, I'm using food, I'm using liquid sugar and all the other things that I eat. So I finally got it. So I truly believe in my heart of hearts, the program of recovery is the 12 steps. I believe that more than anything. But I believe that those tools help me work and live the steps. And today I know I have to have a balance. I believe that one doesn't work without the other. I have to work the tools and I have to work the steps. And if I leave either one of them out, like my little abstinent stool, it falls. It doesn't work for me. So I'm really grateful to be here. I hope you are not an obnoxious big book thinker and think you know everything, because you know what? You'll end up on your ass and you'll end up eating. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Marcy. I'm a compulsive overeater. Very grateful to be here, and I'm here. Part because of Shar, if I could just say that. She's taught me a lot about service in my advanced age in this program and in life. I came in when I was 25 and spent a year proving that I was a compulsive overeater because I felt I binged worse than ever. True or not, it felt it. You know, as it's said in the AA steps, once you know it, it's worse. And I knew it as soon as I walked in these rooms, but I wasn't ready to give up. But every binge felt worse and worse in that year. And then eventually I reached out. I asked for a sponsor. She couldn't sponsor me then. 3 months later, she called me. I had just broken down in a therapy group and said for the first time how miserable I was. And then this person called me up and said, I can sponsor now. How about it? So that tool, the food plan was, plan of eating was the first incredible tool in my life. And then the next day when my sponsor called me, she said, how'd you do? And I said, okay, but I had to stay in my room all night. Because I lived with roommates, and she said, why didn't you use any of the tools? And she said, you could have called me, you could have called someone else, you could have read, you could have written, and that was my introduction. And then and today, it's, you know, often what keeps me between the food and my abstinence, because some days, you know, I want to eat. In the middle of the afternoon, you know, instead of when I've decided to eat dinner. And I know I've got to do something, and that doesn't happen often, thank God, but it, you know, it happens, and it jumps out of nowhere, and each tool just builds on itself. And the tool of service is one of the strongest ones. And so I want to thank you, Sharp, personally, for all you've taught me about that. And I just want to thank the program, because as David said, it has given me a life that I would not have had at 25, could not have had. And so I'm grateful. Thanks.
Hi, I'm Lynn, a compulsive overeater from Region 6. Step 10 talks about being in fit spiritual condition. And when I wasn't abstinent and I heard that I would be struck abstinent and would recoil from it as from a hot flame, as long as I was in fit spiritual condition. But I had no idea what that meant. And so I did some writing. And I now have a morning routine that involves reading and writing, the phone, and I'm part of an email loop with a bunch of people. It involves time with my higher power, which includes my action plan and my plan of eating, meditating. And all this time in the morning, if I don't set that time aside to do all this work, the day is shot. And my action plan involves my to-do list, which can go on and on and on. And then I talk it over with my higher power, and he helps me see the priorities. And maybe three of my to-do list gets onto my action plan. And all of a sudden, my day becomes a lot easier. And so I use all the tools to help me get through all the steps, because 1, 2, and 3 I take before I even get out of bed, because I have this disease. I'm not this disease, but I have this disease. And 1, 2, and 3 I just take automatically, and I live in 10, 11, and 12. And then 4 through 9 just come up as things come up. And that's how I live each day. I live life on life's terms. So what they say is, I live the steps, I work the steps, and then the tools are just the banisters to help me get up the steps. I pass.
Hi, I'm a compulsive overeater, and my name is Dory. I'm from Region 1 and a transplant from Region 5. I really love the tools. As you said, you can't have one without the other. And one of the worst ones, of course, guess what, was the telephone. And I hear that so much in my home meetings and in my intergroup. Everyone's talking about it. But something I did this year I decided about February, when I had come back, I sat down and I wrote, and I said, how would anybody know if I didn't say a word in the meeting that I was abstinent? And so, physically, they don't know that I used to be about 80 pounds heavier than what I am now. And, and I just thought, okay, what would that be? What would I be doing? And you know what I came up with? 9 things, the tools. So I'm Catholic, so I'm going to make Lenten thing. And my Lent was to use every day all of the 9 tools. Well, that didn't work out so well. I did my 10th step. So I did my 10th step every night. It sit there. So I said, well, what's realistic, God? And he said, well, how about all 9 in a week? And that was good. And, I thought, this is really, well, really welcome. So I did something else. I started taking the literature and going to the meetings, wherever I go, and when they pass, they have the abridged form. I don't read from the abridged. I read from the horse's mouth. And it's amazing what you learn. I happen to get a plan, an action plan. Okay. And the action plan, when I was reading it at the end of it, I said, hey, I didn't know that. That's what I was doing all this past, since Lent began. Anyway, that's what's been happening in my life, and I'm really happy to share that with you. Thank you so much, everyone.
Well, hi, I'm Alejandra, compulsive overeater, food addict, from a Costa Rica intergroup. I'll just approach. Not my fault. Okay, so Region 8, Costa Rica intergroup. And I'm a transplant from Region Mexico, and then Region Missouri, and now Region Central America. But that's okay, because I've been in program since 1989. That's 26 years. I spent 22 years sitting on a chair, super overweight. I was calculating with my cell phone. It's 70 pounds, because I I do kilos, but I don't know pounds. But that's a little above 70 pounds that I've weighed, that I've lost. Anyways, I totally relate to what everybody has said today. Every single freaking step and tool has brought huge, humongous changes in my life. For instance, the day I did the third step, I was hooked for good in this program. I couldn't go, and my higher power began working on me. I don't resemble the girl that came to OA in any ways. I was not a spiritual person. Now I'm kind of more, much more, hopefully. The day a sponsor finally, a sponsor with a food plan, sponsored me, because funny, there's not always the sponsors have food plans. I'm telling you, I spent 22 years chasing sponsors that didn't have food plans. So she taught me, and I lost 70 pounds. So each single thing has changed my life. But I want to share today one that's appalled me somehow lately. I mean, every single one has brought huge changes. Anonymity is huge for me because I didn't like gossiping. I didn't people please and do stuff that was not convenient just to people please. So anonymity has brought self-respect, has brought me, took me out of troubles, because now I know better not to stay around gossiping, which are kind of tasty, but I don't stay around that. And it's brought the latest changes in my life. So thank you very much.
Hi, I'm Stella from England in Region 9. And I just thought I'd share about my favorite tool, because I haven't got time to do anything else. I've been programmed this time around for about 15 years, and I first went to the Region 9 Assembly back in 2003. And there was a workshop on the tools. At that stage, I was abstinent, working the steps really, really well as a result of the program. And I was writing every day, but it didn't have any structure. And I went to that workshop, and a chap shared about writing a letter to God every day. It just clicked with me that basically that would be a good way of having some structure around my writing. So probably 95% of the days since 2003, I've written a letter to God. And it includes my food plan for the day, my action plan for the day, my inventories with God. It's made a profound difference to my relationship with God. And effectively, that's what the program is to do, as I understand it, is to enhance my relationship with God. So whilst I use the other tools, for me, writing is a real favorite. And that letter to God in the morning, I've developed it, you know, a bit more over the years. It's not huge, because I too can get very compulsive about things. So I have like a notebook of a certain size, and I don't do any more than 2 pages, and I don't have an action plan that goes on any longer than the end of that second page. And I start off with Dear God, and I finish with my spiritual name that I makes me childlike so that I can be teachable. So that's my favorite tool. How am I doing for time? Okay, the second thing I wanted to share on was, it's already been mentioned, the third edition, Overeaters Anonymous. And I just wanted to mention the appendix and the forewords that I'm really, really excited about, because they are, for me, the equivalent of the doctor's opinion. And I know we've had those 3 appendixes before, the older ones, but taken together, they tell us what our disease is. Okay, thanks.
Hi, everybody. I'm Andrea. I'm an abstinent compulsive overeater from New York City, Region 6. And today I spend my days, a day at a time, doing my best to live in my steps. Because before I began living in my steps, before I understood the steps, I was eating and eating all the time. And living in my steps is living in my recovery. the tools come into play every morning, every afternoon, every evening. I wake up in the morning, I smile up to my higher power because I know I don't have to say, oh my God, I ate all that stuff yesterday. How could I do it? And what's left in the refrigerator, you know? So I have that, you know, that conscious contact with my higher power. You know, I have a higher power. So working through the steps, discovering that higher power in step two, praying to that higher power in 3 and 11. I email my food to my sponsor. So I utilize my sponsor all the time. She's been with me for many years. I absolutely love her. And in writing it down and giving her that food plan for the day, I'm also telling on myself. That's step five. I'm also keeping myself honest, and honest is behind step one. And if I'm not honest with my food, I relapse. And I had a relapse a couple of years ago, and I, because of the bond that I have with my sponsor through reaching out, I was able to call her on the phone and say, this is what I ate, this is what I did, and I'm back on day one. And she knew it, you know. My favorite tool, I don't know how much time I have, but my favorite tool is service. I always love to put that in there. Because when I came in here, I was so filled with all the junk I was eating that I couldn't think. I couldn't be of use to anyone, much less myself. And in being service, I get to give, and I receive so much more back in return. So thank you for letting me share.
Hello, I'm Miranda. I'm a compulsive overeater from Greece in Region 9.
Hi.
It's great to be here. I've been in the program for 4 years, so I feel quite humbled in this company. And I've been absent almost 4 years. I've lost about 90 pounds. To me, the program is the steps. But the tools was all I was doing for the first 9 months since I came to OA. I wasn't working the steps. I was just doing the tools, the fellowship. I was doing what I was told. And without realizing it, what I was doing was practicing some of the spiritual principles of the steps. To read every day, to write, to have a plan of eating, or to prepare an action plan, I need to have self-discipline, which is the spiritual principle of step eight. I have to have integrity, spiritual principle of step five. Honesty, step one. I have to be willing, step six. To use the phone, oh my God, humility, step seven. Of course, because I can't do it alone. Every time I pick up the phone and I say, hello, I'm making my OA calls, how are you? I'm saying I can't do it alone. I need help. Sponsorship and meetings to me are super tools because they bring me in contact with other compulsive overeaters. Again, here, what do I practice? Love of others. So that's step nine. And I keep using the tools every day. And so that's persistence, right? That's step 10. So at the stage when I got to work the steps, my sponsor said, hello, you've been practicing them all this time by doing those tools, by being persistent using those tools. So I think it all ties in together very nicely. Thank you very much.
Hi, my name is Pam. Hi, my name's Pam. I'm a compulsive eater, food addict from San Jose, California, Region 2. Okay. I got my green dot. I'm very excited to be here, and I love this topic. And I believe that I have a disease, and there's no cure for it. And it's not going away on its own, and I'm not going to wish it away. So that's the bad news. But the good news is that there is treatment, and there's a solution. And that's the 12 steps and the 9 tools. And I use them every day like my life depends on it, because I really do believe that my life depends on it. It was mentioned before, I've heard that the tools are the handrails to the steps, and that they work together. All 12 steps, all 9 tools. I need to work them every day. I have maintained a 116-pound weight loss for over 4 years now, and I've been in program for 6 years, and I'm so grateful to this program. I just love this program. And I went through breast cancer treatment a couple of years ago, and there's another incurable disease. So when they told me, well, we'll do this, surgery, radiation, you know, and here's what we're going to do, I was like, bring it on. Give me whatever you got, because I want a fighting chance against this dreaded disease. And I did whatever they said, and thank God it seems to have worked so far. And there was never one time where I thought, you know, I think I'll call that cancer treatment center and tell those people I don't feel like coming there today. You know, and I feel that way about this. I wake up in the morning. I need a power greater than myself to help me beat this dreaded disease one day at a time, one day at a time. And I'm going to use whatever I can, every chance I get. And that's the first thing I do. That's the first thought in my mind when I wake up in the morning is thank you, God, for this program. Thank you so much for letting me share.
Hi, my name is Annette. I'm a grateful, abstinent, compulsive overeater. Can you hear me all? I have just a really quick thing to share. I heard talk about the OA3 Appendix A, and I am in love with that piece. And I wanted to share that there is a really lovely section about the role of a plan of eating about, but if I read it'll be better, it's a description of factors affecting a plan of eating. And my favorite line is it says that it should fit like a comfortable pair of sneakers, solid, supportive enough to traverse the rocky terrain of his or her recovery. And to me, that just says so much. Thanks.
I just want to mention, I forgot to pass around my photo, so if anyone afterwards wants to have a look, you can come up and take a peek.
I just want to thank everyone for sharing this afternoon. This was really wonderful, and I'm glad we got to get in everyone that had lined up to speak. We do have to end right on time because we have another workshop coming in. So could we please circle up and end with the OA promise? I put my hand in yours, and thank you all.
Feel free to, yeah. That's it. Thank you, Lance.